Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Danny Lohr.
We're saying hello to 2010 on this episode of Earth Eats. We've got a recipe that'll bring you good luck, but won't weigh you down. And if your resolution involves losing weight, or cutting out dairy, or learning to love tofu even, you'll want to stick around for a surprisingly tasty tofu sour cream recipe. Join us in the kitchen for this Earth Eats New Year's celebration. Time again for some news bits from the Earth Eats crew. Megan Meyer, thanks so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
Hang tight a second, Megan. We've got a visitor in the studio today, Earth Eats web producer Emily Shelton. Good to have you here with us.
Great to be here.
It's the time of year, Emily, for New Year's resolutions. And some New Year's resolutions that I've made in years past, like joining the gym, trying to eat less, spending less money, you know, that sort of thing. I know a lot of people make resolutions like that.
Right, but times are changing. Green issues are becoming more and more prevalent in the media. So in honor of that, if you go to the Earth Eats website, you'll find 10 helpful tips that will lead you in the right direction of leading a leaner, greener life when it comes to eating.
Why don't you tell us a couple of your favorite tips?
All right. First, we have Meatless Mondays. Studies show that if every American set aside one day a week to eat meat-free, it would be the same as taking 8 million cars off the road. Then, give up the daily sugary beverage. For me, it's a Diet Coke. Not only will you be refraining from contributing to a redundant amount of packaging waste, but you'll also go down a pant size. And, of course, eat your fruits and vegetables. If you want to watch the calories, nutritionists suggest having fruits and veggies make up the largest portions of your plate.
Awesome. Emily Shelton, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So now, Megan, in that same regard, you've also got some ideas to take with us into 2010.
Certainly. I have a couple of things to think about when trying to keep with this year's New Year's resolutions.
All right.
Americans have always been pros at wasting food, right? And we're getting better all the time. That's according to a recent report published in Science Magazine. The study found that 40% of food produced in the United States does not go to nourishing our bodies. That's a sharp increase from 30% in 1974. Researchers found that most of the waste occurs in the home, but the jury is still out on where the rest of this wasted food goes. Some scientists see inefficient production and overeating as a couple of the culprits.
Overeating. Everybody overeats a little bit. Yeah, but you're right, it's not good. And you've got another story actually about a magical little condiment, right?
Vinegar might be one way to keep overeating at bay.
Ooh.
Several studies on the benefits of vinegar have shown that using the condiment in carb-heavy meals can not only increase the feeling of satisfaction and fullness, so you end up eating less, but it can also help keep blood sugar levels low, which is great news for diabetics.
All I'm thinking about now, fish and chips covered in vinegar. Oh, love it. If you like news stories like this, follow us all week long on Twitter. Just look for Earth Eats, one word. Megan Meyer, Earth Eats News Correspondent. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All is quiet on New Year's Day.
The traditional New Year's meal, Chef, corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, that's a big one. And a lot of that comes from our Irish brethren. It's funny because in Ireland, before the potato famine, cattle was a big export. And they actually didn't get to eat any of their own beef. It was so expensive. So they mostly ate pork. But then when they came to America and they found the corned beef readily available, they used that to celebrate prosperity.
We're doing something a little bit different today, something that you learned down south in Texas.
Right. Yeah. My sister-in-law, Gail, and brother David now live in Houston. And so whenever we get together for the holidays, especially for New Year's, we have to have a big old dish of black-eyed peas.
Normally served with like bacon and
meat.
Yeah,
you put some nice rich stuff in there.
Yeah.
Celebrations for New Year's are all about prosperity. So you want to have good luck and prosperity in the New Year's.
But we're doing something a little bit lighter today.
Absolutely, because we also have our New Year's resolutions we have to stick to.
So instead of doing a traditional kind of bacon, you know, heavy black-eyed pea dish, we're going to do a very light dish that, you know, if your New Year's resolution is to eat healthy and eat fresh, this would be a great way to start the new year.
What a shame if your New Year's resolution is to get bacon out of your diet.
Yeah. Well, I know vegetarians that eat bacon, so, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, it's the only kind of meat they eat, but they still eat bacon every once in a while.
You got to call the vegetarian police on those people.
Basically, we're going to make a little dressing by mixing some olive oil and lemon juice. Okay, and then we're going to add the other components to the salad. We've got some black olives, some nice diced red pepper. Okay, we're going to add some mint. But you could use any other types of herbs you wanted. Toss in the black-eyed peas. And to give it a real crisp freshness, we're going to add some cucumbers. And I've peeled and diced these and taken the seeds out. And you have the black olives. We're also going to add some feta cheese to this. And so you want to be very careful when you season this not to add too much salt. Again, salt is one of those things, once you add it, you can't take it out. So always under-season, and then you can add more if you need it. Okay, to finish off, we're going to add a little bit of toasted walnuts. Again, with the nuts, we've toasted them to bring out their essential oils and give them a little extra flavor. I'm going to add a nice pinch of garlic, again, one of our Earth Eats favorites. And then we'll finish by adding a little bit of whatever your favorite herbs are. We use some parsley, some cilantro, and a little bit of scallion. Okay, and today I'm going to serve it just over a bed of baby arugula. You know, one bite here, you're going to get a little bit of that mint and some feta. Another bite, you're going to get a black olive and some walnuts. So it tastes different all through the eating of the dish. And, you know, don't finally mince everything. Leave it rustic and fun and playful. Okay, and that's all there is to it. It's a wonderful way to start your new year with something light, healthy, and tasty.
I like how 2010 tastes.
So what else can you do with black-eyed peas?
I like to make fritters with them. You can make, I learned this recipe down in the islands. They make these wonderful pigeon pea fritters. You could use the black-eyed peas in little fritters. You could make a nice succotash with them, or even do a stuffed pepper with some rice and black-eyed peas. Those are some great suggestions for New Year's.
Tell us what you eat for New Year's. Share your recipes with us by emailing eartheats@gmail.com. Now, for all the listeners out there hoping to slim down some in 2010, here's a healthy recipe that you can use on baked potatoes, French toast, and in dips for that upcoming Super Bowl party.
So today we're going to talk about starting a new regime for the new year. A good way to start is to introduce some new items in your repertoire that maybe you haven't enjoyed before. And one thing that I like to use that a lot of people are kind of afraid of is tofu. All right, and it can bring a grown man trembling to his knees. But it's really, really good stuff. And the way I'm going to be using it today is a way that you can introduce it into your diet. So we're going to make a tofu sour cream. And the added benefit is that you get very little fat and you get a lot of extra protein. So it's a good way to put extra protein into your diet. So what we're done here, we've got a nice high-powered blender. And we're going to put some tofu in it. Now, this is firm tofu that we're adding first. And that's going to give us a little body. And what I've done is, before we did this, I wrapped it in some paper towel and got a lot of the excess moisture out of it. Then we're going to add a second kind of tofu, which is called silken tofu. That's much more soft and tender. And then we're going to add the flavorings. And what we've got is a little bit of salt, and a little bit of olive oil. We've got some honey, which is going to kind of bring out that sweet dairy flavor that you think of when you get sour cream. And you could use any of your favorite hot sauces, you know, whether it's Tabasco or your homemade hot sauce. We're going to use some of the vinegar from our pickled peppers that we did. So just going to put a couple tablespoons of that in. That also is going to give us some of the acidity that you think of when you think of sour cream. And then finally, we're going to add some lemon juice. You want to have that balance of sweet and savory. Okay, and then we just put the blender on until everything's nice and combined. Okay, why don't you give it a taste and let me know what you think.
All right, here we go. That's delicious. I actually don't really like sour cream, but I like this. Delicious.
And if you want to make it a little sweeter, you could use it, you know, to make like a sweet sour cream that you could use on French toast or pancakes or something like that. You can just leave the hot sauce out and put maybe a little extra honey or molasses or whatever you choose in there. So there's a lot of different directions. And this is a great base for dips, too. You could add some curry to it and make a curry dip, some wasabi and make a wasabi mayonnaise out of this. Great way to start the new year with some new flavors.
French toast, sour cream.
All the recipes from this show are available to print from our website. Don't forget to check out Green Tips for the New Year from Emily Shelton while you're there. Oh, and remember this?
We're going to use some of the vinegar from our pickled peppers that we did.
Yeah, you can check out the method for making your own pickled peppers and see photos of Chef doing this in the archived episodes portion of our website, eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.